You ready? Good. Good. I just checked up on her. She's still out like a light. Still looking kind of rough, so I don't think she's gonna wake up for a few more nights at least. You're getting a pretty good head start, so I guess we're all set. First things first, though, you need to drink this. It's gonna get you past the ward without, you know, you blowing up and all that. Oh, it goes down easier if you don't know what's in it. Trust me. I don't mind the color. Or the smell. Just close your eyes and hold your nose. Like medicine. It is gonna work, though. I promise. I gave you one of these when I brought you in, and you got in and exploded just fine. Though Mistress mixed that one. Don't look at me like that. I know what I'm doing. It's gonna work. So chug. See? Down the hatch, no poison or anything. I'm telling you, it's gonna work. Well, I didn't say it was gonna taste good. You were so fucking fussy, I swear. Okay, so, this is the part that's really gonna suck. Whatever life you had before, you can't go back. She wasn't kidding about that. You can't tell anyone about any of this, okay? Not ever. Not to anyone. Because if you do, someone will find you and... Well, you don't need me to spell it out for you. You're not an idiot. Yeah, you'll need to skip town. She's gonna come looking, so, like, maybe the state, too. You know what? You should probably leave the country while you're at it.
I hear Zihuatanejo is nice.
Or, you know, anywhere else you fancy. Go backpacking in Europe, climb a mountain, I don't know. Well, anywhere's better than here, right? It sucks, but that's the only way this can work. But I bet it's gonna be just like witness protection on those TV shows. And that's exciting. You like exciting, right? Though someone's probably gonna miss you. Really? No family? Friends? No girlfriends? Huh. Don't you just feel so lucky that life is generally just kind of shit? Makes it that much easier to pack up and leave. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. Hey, silver linings. Oh, and speaking of, I got you some cash. You know, to get you back on your feet. Oh, it's fine. She's got plenty. She's not gonna notice it's gone, much less miss it. It's one of those perks of immortality, you know? Getting rich is a cinch when you have all the time in the world. Like, just the other week, she made $500,000 off this scuzzy old stone thing she had lying around the place. It turns out, people shell out phone numbers for junk. As long as the junk's got some miles on it. Yeah, if only it was that easy for us mere mortals. Oh, And I got you a sandwich, too. For the road, you know? Or the Uber. No pickles. And I don't actually know if you even like Crystal Pepsi, but I found you a bottle. I'm not being nice. We're in this together now, right? Knee-deep in the same shit. Look, I know I can't make up for what I did to you. Turning your world upside down like I did and the other stuff. But I can at least do this. I've hurt people. I hurt you. But even after everything, you were nice to me. I've never been able to really talk about this with anyone, you know? You listened. And I... honestly, I... fuck. Whatever. I can't make up for what I did. But I can get you a Crystal Pepsi. Don't make a big deal out of it, okay? Let's just get you out of here. Oh, she's totally gonna figure I let you out. Yeah, she'll be mad. She's gonna huff and she's gonna puff, but she'll get over it. I think. Or she won't, and... well, it's not like I have anything to lose. You're... not having second thoughts, are you? Like, this is what we both want, right? I want you gone. You want to be gone. Oh. Oh. Come with you. I mean, no. No, I mean, I appreciate it. I do. But I can't. I couldn't leave even if I wanted to. And I don't. I literally need her. Literally. Things don't turn okay for thralls who don't get their fix. They go a little batshit, and it's not pretty. And I know how fucked up this all is, believe me. But I just want things to go back to how they used to be, so... yeah. This is all that's left for me. But, you know, thanks for offering. Or, you know. Okay, listen, last night was... I was just in a really weird place, and it just kind of happened, and... it's like I said, okay? It's the bond I have with her. It's what drew me to you in the first place. I can't help it. It's how I knew. I want what she wants. And she wants... you. So that's all it was. Well, this is really it then, huh? Best of luck in your future endeavors. No hard feelings? Oh, I guess it's not my place to say that, is it? I don't really know how to do goodbyes. Yeah. Bye, I guess. Wait. Before you go, what's your name? Huh. I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna remember you. And I'm sorry.
Going somewhere.
Mistress, you're up, and that's great. That's just great. I was just telling the doll about the bad, bad things that happen if she tries to escape. Just spinning a little cautionary tale, you know? And just to give her a little scare. She's never
that's
gonna...
That's enough, Pat. I must say, it's positively precious to see you two getting on for once. And all a stunning ensemble.
Comely as you are, de Sabille.
You ought to dress up more often.
Mistress, I swear I was just...
I said enough.
This forlorn farce has reached its finale. As the actors gather to face the music in a desperate bid for a denouement.
No! Shut up!
Pardon?
Quit with the friggin' theatrics! What was I supposed to do? Huh? Just sit back and watch while I get replaced by the new girl? I gave you my life! I gave you everything! So screw that! And screw you! I did everything you ever asked. And I...
Oh, Pat. Oh, my sweetling. How blind have I been for this past moon? Blind to your machinations, to your defiance, to your disobedience at every turn. Finally, I see it for what it is.
I'm sorry. Please. All I ever wanted was for us...
You can't fathom how happy it makes me.
Wait. What?
Time hasn't been kind to you. I haven't been kind to you. Not as kind as you deserve. The rage, the rancor, the fatuity. Your sanity, worn and frayed. It was all you. It was always simply, but you. I know not how, and I know not when, but by some blessed break of fortune, you have severed the thrall.
What? I did. I didn't mean to.
I am sorry. So, so sorry. I thought you lost to me. But your will is yet yours. I did not know. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I have been blind. But my eyes are open now. I see you, my treasure. How long, I wonder? How long have you hurt by virtue of my folly? My fallacious estimation of your zealous affection. Years, perhaps. Yet all along, Your passion. Your love. It was real. I've been a fool. Though I should mention that you came dangerously close to broiling our poor doll from the inside out. The key to the ward is not what you think.
I know how it works. She would have been fine.
Oh? Well, so you do. Clever, clever, clever girl. It seems even after all this time, I still underestimate you.
Yeah, you do.
Watch the cheek pat, or it'll get you in trouble. You forget who yet holds the leash.
But wait. If I'm not bonded, then what's that mean for...
That leaves us with the puzzle of you, doll.
Yeah, her.
You've shown me that something I thought lost forevermore was never lost in the least. Inadvertently, perhaps. But words will never suffice to spell my gratitude. Would that I could fill your heart's desire. Dejected as I am to have driven you to this, it hardly comes as a surprise. I made you a promise, and I should have been stronger. I should have resisted, refused the urge. But instead, I gave in to the beast. And yet, I couldn't let you leave. Not even should I wish it. And I must admit, I am disinclined. I've so enjoyed your time here with us, you see. And regardless, the case remains that you plainly know too much. You are a threat. To me. To my kind. To yourself.
Told you.
Please, you must understand. It's a choice any of us can ill afford. I am sorry. I am. Were it only so simple. But even then, it would be remiss of me to not address our shared plight, to not redress my trespass. I can't permit what you yearn for, but I can prefer you a choice of another sort. Consider this. The thirst to be free, burning in your throat. The trepidation. The grief. I could take it all away. I could grant you ecstasy no substance will deliver you. Power no mortal should know. Should you choose it, I would enthrall you.
Oh, yeah. You should do that.
I'd rather not.
Why is that?
Because dominion over a delicate mind is as dining on ashes. Drab. False. Sordid. The thrill of the conquest fleeting. Violent and tremulous as they are, I enjoy your whims. Your fears, your desires, they make you, and they keep me rooted. Yet for what you've done for me and mine, should you wish to exchange your will for warmth, I would do this for you.
Wait, but what if it doesn't work again?
A mortal breaking through her thrall is nigh unheard of, pet. You are one in a million.
Well, as long as I'm the one for you.
You are at that. You must understand this is not a decision to be made lightly. As once the thrall has thoroughly taken hold, there's no coming back. In time, you will forever be bonded to me. My wish is yours till the day you breathe your last. So if you'd sooner accept your place and persist as you have, that is your second choice. And the one I would prefer.
I'd be okay with that, I think.
Lastly, if you should... if you are yet loath to yield, if you can truly see not in the morrow, should you find yourself averse to assent to either outcome, I would end your anguish forthwith.
What are you... what? Mistress, no!
I would drink deep, without cease, until I hear the beat of your heart hushed, until you are at peace. And that is the only freedom I can allow you. The only recourse through. That is your third, your final choice.
But you don't have to... Look, I'm not gonna stab you or anything. It doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to be like that. You could be happy here. With us. With me. Maybe.
Bet. Please. Suffice it to say, it is a choice I hope you'll not make. I believe we both do. Yet, I believe too, that if it is your truest desire, you have earned your way out. So there you have it. Alas, this time your answer cannot wait. Choose well. Please.